Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson in our business startup series. And our lesson today is called New Employees. Now, I know that many of you are interested in business. Maybe you even have your own business. And sometimes you might have to ask the question, should I hire? Maybe you need to hire some new people to work at your company or to work for you. Do you think it would be easier to hire people to work for you or just to work by or for yourself? Tell me about it, Carolyn.
Well, I really think it depends on what kind of business you have. If it's something like a handicraft business where you're making things, mm-hmm. then it might be easier to just work by yourself. Although you might want someone to help you with selling the things that you make, so you might want to hire a couple employees. I really think it depends on your business.
That's true. You know, I'm not very good at math or working with numbers, or, you know, I think if I had a business, I would probably need to hire an accountant, someone who could help me with that side of things. But what about you? Would you hire somebody or just work by yourself? Well, let's get into our lesson, New Employees.
New Employees. Hiring new employees isn't as easy as it seems. With his company growing, Ben thinks it might be time to hire some employees. But hiring employees is a big step, and Uncle Bob has some important words of warning for him.
Hi, Ben. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
How's the business coming along?
Well, it's growing by leaps and bounds. In fact, I'm having a hard time getting all the work done, and I need help.
I thought you had some help. Don't you have a few people working for you?
Yes and no. We have a few freelancers we use on projects, but I need some full-time help.
Wow. Hiring full-time employees is a big step for a young company. Are you ready for it?
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Hiring the right employees is not as easy as it seems. In this month's business article, we join Ben and Uncle Bob as they discuss what it takes to hire a new employee. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. By leaps and bounds. By leaps and bounds is an idiom. His math homework has improved by leaps and bounds. Freelancer. Freelancer is a noun. Corey has been working as a freelancer for several years. Induce. Induce is a verb. Erin is trying to induce changes in the way her family eats. Stationary. Stationary is a noun. I need to get some stationery at the bookstore. Your more information word is payroll tax. Payroll tax is a noun. Think about those words as we dive right into the article.
That is a big step, and you want to make sure that you are ready for it. We are, of course, talking about hiring new employees, and hiring new employees isn't as easy as it seems. There are a lot of challenges that come along when you are hiring employees. Now, Gabe, we have a few sentences here that kind mm-hmm. of set the scene for our conversation. Would you like to read those?
Yes, of course. This is a little bit of background. With his company growing, Ben thinks it might be time to hire some employees. But hiring employees is a big step. And Uncle Bob has some important words of warning for him. Of course, hiring employees, getting new workers is a big step. That's a very important step in your business. And this person, Uncle Bob, has words of warning for him.
That's right. And this is a very fun phrase that you can use. Words of warning. I like it because it has the two W's. And if you have words of warning, that means that you want to caution someone. You want to tell them to really stop and think and maybe even warn them of potential problems.
It's true. So those are words of warning to warn other people. You could use this word words of, or these two words, in other ways. You could talk about having words of encouragement for somebody, or maybe words of advice for somebody, or maybe someone really wise is giving you words of wisdom.
That's right. But here we are talking about words of warning, and Uncle Bob has some of these for his nephew, Ben. Well, let's start our conversation, Gabe. Who would you like to be today?
Oh, today I'll be Uncle Bob. I love Uncle Bob. So, Uncle Bob begins. Hi, Ben. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
How's the business coming along?
Well, it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Hold on there a second, Ben. Let me interrupt you. We need to talk about this word from our word bank. Actually, it's a phrase. To do something by leaps and bounds. That means it gets larger very quickly when it does by leaps and bounds.
That's right. So perhaps you are studying English and you are learning it so quickly. Mm-hmm. You are just learning new words every day and you are enjoying it so much, learning by leaps and bounds. You just take in all of that information and remember it.
That's right. You could improve leaps and bounds in something. Or maybe you were really, really sick. And now you're getting better really quickly. You're getting better by leaps and bounds, or improving by leaps and bounds. And of course, it's great news that Ben's business is growing by leaps and bounds. Ben, do continue.
Oh, well, thank you, Gabe, Uncle Bob.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm having a hard time getting all the work done, and I need help.
I thought you had some help. Don't you have a few people working for you?
Yes and no.
Hmm? Yes and no? Wait a minute. That sounds really, really familiar. If it sounds familiar to you, too, that's because we talked about this kind of phrase in an information cloud earlier this month. Yes and no. And if you hear this phrase, of course, it means you need to explain. Or if you use this phrase, yes and no, you need to explain why yes and why no. Do continue, Ben.
Well, thank you. Yes. So Ben explains, we have a few freelancers we use on projects, but I need some full-time help.
Great. Great. It was great that you used one of our key words here, Ben. The word is freelancer. And a freelancer is someone who is not hired full-time at a company. Probably not even part-time at a company. They just use this person, freelancer, for their special talents every once in a while, or when they need them. How might you see this word, Carolyn?
Well, I know some people who are freelancers, and that means that they have a special skill or service that they provide to many different companies.
Mm-hmm.
The people I know are writers. So they write articles as freelancers, and then they can sell them to different magazines or businesses that want to use them.
It's true. These are freelancers, and the job that they have, you could describe it as being freelance, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-C-E. Okay, I think it would be very interesting to try my hand at doing some freelancing, to be a freelancer. Now, some common jobs that freelancers do maybe are acting or something that has to do with music or event management. Maybe if you're a translator or a writer of some kind, maybe you write songs or you're a singer. These can all be different kinds of freelancing or freelancer jobs.
That's right. So you can use this word in many different ways. And Ben has hired some freelancers, but now he's thinking about full-time employees. Uncle Bob, you have the next line?
Yes, let me begin. Wow. Hiring full-time employees is a big step for a young company. Are you ready for it?
Well, that is a good question. You do want to make sure that you are ready when there is a big change coming. And right now, we are ready to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 by leaps and bounds 这个成语。Leap 是指越过 ,bound 也是指越起，所以 by leaps and bounds 是指非常迅速的。例如 after Jake moved to the States, his English improved by leaps and bounds. Jake 搬到美国之后英文就突飞猛进。或者是 Rita's computer skills grew by leaps and bounds. Rita 的电脑技术与日俱增。继续我们看的是 freelancer 这个名词。Freelancer 是指兼职者或者是自由工作者。例如 Nathan used to work in a big advertising company, but now he's a freelancer. Nathan 以前曾经在大型的广告公司上班，但是他现在是自由撰稿人。他的形容词是字尾去掉 r 变成 freelance, 意思就是指自由职业的或者是独立工作的。例如 Alice decided to go freelance after she got married. Alice 结婚之后决定变成独立工作者。
In our lesson today, new employees, Ben and his Uncle Bob are talking about Ben's growing business. Actually, it's growing by leaps and bounds, which is great. So Ben thinks he needs some help. He already has some freelancers working on some projects, but he thinks he needs some full-time help. However, Uncle Bob doesn't think that's necessarily a great idea, and he has some good questions for Ben.He has a question, are you ready for it? And we're going to see how Ben responds and how this conversation plays out. So let's continue with our lesson.
New employees.
Sure. How hard can it be to hire a couple of employees?
I'm not saying it's hard, but employees can induce big changes in the way your company works.
How?
Well, there are lots of ways. Take cost, for example. The cost of an employee goes far beyond pay.
I guess that's true. I'll need to pay for things like benefits and payroll taxes.
That's right. And there are other indirect costs, too. You'll need to buy office furniture, computers, and a lot more stationery for your employees to use.
And parking.I'll need to get more parking spots.
Exactly.
There are a lot of different things that need to be considered when hiring new employees, it sounds like. Well, at the beginning of this section, Ben has the first line, so I will begin if that's okay, Gabe?
Of course, because I'm already Uncle Bob. Here
okay.
you go, Ben.
Oh, well, great.So, responding to Uncle Bob's question about whether or not he's ready to hire new employees. Sure. How hard can it be to hire a couple of employees?
I'm going to stop you right there, Carolyn. I think that's a great sentence that Ben had. How hard can it be to do something? Usually you ask this question if you think something is easy, or it seems like it's not too hard. You say, how hard can it be to do something? But sometimes this question is followed up with, actually, it's quite hard. Sometimes things might seem easy, but they're actually quite difficult. Anyhow, Uncle Bob does continue. I'm not saying it's hard, but employees can induce big changes in the way your company works.
Great. You just used a word from our word bank, Gabe. Uncle Bob, the word induce. If you induce something, then you cause it to happen, maybe before it was time to happen.
That's right. Okay, you're inducing something. Oh, the weather. It induced us to change our plans over the weekend. We couldn't have a picnic outside. We had to do something inside. It induced this. It caused this change.
Well, and Uncle Bob is talking about big changes that can be induced when you hire new employees. It does change a lot of different things. And Ben asks, how? He's not quite sure what kind of changes it's going to create.
Well, there are a lot of ways. Take costs, for example. The cost of an employee goes far beyond pay.
Oh, it goes far beyond pay. So it's not just you need to think about how much you're going to pay your employees, how much your payroll should be, P-A-Y-R-O-L-L, payroll. This is the amount of money that you pay each month to your employees.
That's right.
But it goes beyond that. Let's look at that phrase. To go beyond something means that there is much more to think about or much more to consider.
It's true. For example, a teacher's responsibilities go beyond the classroom. Of course, it's very important to teach well in the classroom, but there's a lot of preparation to do. And for that matter, a student's responsibilities go beyond the classroom as well. They have a lot of homework that they should do well.
That's right. So there are many things that go beyond just what you might think about at first. Think about how you can use this phrase in your English. Try writing it down or using it in a conversation. Ben continues in his conversation. I guess that's true. I'll need to pay for things like benefits and payroll taxes.
And that is very true, okay? It goes beyond these things, just simple pay. He needs to think about benefits and payroll taxes. Now, a payroll tax, it's taxes paid from the funds of an employer like Ben, directly related to employing a worker. So, if he's going to hire a worker, then he has to pay taxes. It's not the taxes coming from his employee. It's taxes coming from him. All right? So he has to think about these kinds of things if he's going to hire a full-time employee.
That's right. And he also has to think about benefits, which is something Steve and Ken would like to talk about in the Information Cloud.
Let's talk about benefits today, and by benefits, I mean employee benefits.
Perquisites is another name for it, but the more common name is the abbreviated version PERKS, P-E-R-K-S. You may also hear it referred to as fringe benefits. This is compensation provided to employees in addition to their normal salaries.
Perks can range from little things like free stationery to lunch allowances to a gym membership to a vehicle.
Or a vehicle with a driver. That would be a nice perk.
Yes, it would. And do you know what job in the world has the best perks, Steve?
Sure, that would have to be the President of the United States. He has his own jumbo jet, his own helicopter and limousines. He has a large staff that works for him in the White House. He has his own personal resort, Camp David, where he can go for a retreat. The president also receives a very large allowance to cover official entertainment and travel costs. These are all presidential perks.
Sounds like a cushy job. 正在课文中, Ben提到雇佣全职的员工, 而代价呢就是他必须 pay for benefits. 这里的 benefits 就是 employee benefits, 员工福利. 另外一个常用的字是 perks. Perks 其实是 perquisites, 的缩写指的是工资以外的津贴或外快。Perks 也可以表示一份工作所给予的特权或特殊待遇。另一个讲法是 fringe benefit， 也就是附加的福利。有些公司会提供一辆汽车或免费的保险给员工，这些都是 fringe benefits。你知道世界上哪一份工作有最好的 perks 吗？那当然是美国总统。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, the InfoCloud is certainly one of the perks at Studio Classroom. Okay, we're going to continue this conversation, and Uncle Bob has the next line. That's right. And there are other indirect costs, too. You'll need to buy office furniture, computers, and a lot more stationery for your employees to use.
Great, Uncle Bob. You just came to a word in our word bank, the word stationery. Mm-hmm. And stationery...is office supplies, anything you need to write. So pens, paper, pencils, envelopes, those sorts of things.
All of those kinds of things. And remember, this word is the same whether it's plural or singular. So there's no S at this, on the end of this word, stationery. And of course, you could go to a stationery store and pick up things there for your office or your homework.
That's right. And Ben has the next line. And parking.I'll need to get more parking spots.
Exactly. So these are a lot of things Ben needs to consider or think about if he's going to hire full-time employees. He's got to shell out a lot more money than he thinks. All right, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll see Michelle in the language lab.
Well, hello, Ben.How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
How's the business coming along?
It's growing by leaps and bounds.
That's great.
Well, yes and no. I'm having trouble getting all the work done. I need help.
I thought you already had help.
Well, yes and no. We have a few freelancers, but I need some full-time help.
Oh, that's a big step. Are you sure you're ready for it?
Well, yes. And no.
Employees can induce big changes in your company.
Yes, like helping me do the work.
Well, yeah, but the cost of employees goes far beyond a paycheck.
Oh, like benefits and payroll taxes?
Yes.And a lot of indirect costs as well.
Indirect costs? Like what?
You'll need to buy office furniture and computers and stationary items.
Oh, I didn't think about those hidden costs.
Of course you didn't. They're hidden. You can't see them.
Very funny, Uncle Bob.
Yeah, I am pretty funny.
Yeah, you have hidden humor.
Hey!
OK, 接下来我们看 induce 这个动词。DUC 这个字根有引导的意思。所以 induce 是指引起、导致。例如 ,I could not induce her to go mountain climbing with me. 我没有办法说服她和我一起去爬山。或者是 the treatment might induce side effects such as loss of appetite and hair. 这个治疗可能会引起失去食欲以及掉发等等的副作用。最后我们看的是 stationery, 这个集合名词。Stationery 是指文具。例如 many parents bought their kids new stationery before school started. 许多父母在开学之前为子女买新的文具。所以这个字跟 stationary 固定的这个形容词很像，它们两个字只差一个字母。文具的字尾是 nery， 固定不动的字尾是 nary， 而且 n 后面的母音也不一样。文具的发音是 stationary， 固定不动的话是 stationary。And now let's go back and see what our teachers are doing.
In our business article today, we've been talking about hiring new employees and whether or not Ben should think about it or if he is ready to hire full-time employees. Uncle Bob has been giving him some advice, but what do you think? Do you think he should hire full-time employees, Gabe?
Well, I don't know. See, if I were Ben, then I would probably need an accountant to help with my business because I'm not very good. Or I guess I could just go to school to learn how to do that kind of thing. Or marry someone nice like Sandy who could help me do it. No, I guess I wouldn't hire full-time employees, Carolyn.
Oh, well, Ben is still thinking about it, and we have a lot more to learn from the rest of this lesson tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
So we'll see you then.